Hi, I'm Ashley LeBlanc, and you're listening to Lee Williams.
Many nights and many days I've worried about you and all the selfish things you used to do. Broke my heart and you sold me for something else, something shinier you can put up on your shelf.
Well, on the line now from Canada is Ashley LeBlanc. How are you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
Good, good. It's nice to talk to you. First time we've spoken. We've been conversing through email, and we've released the single, The Luckiest Girl in the World, which hopefully will get into the charts this week. So we are pleased to have you on board in Europe.
Thank you so much. It's such an honor. That's so amazing.
Yeah. So we don't know much about you. So all we know is you're in Canada. I'm not sure if you want to say how old you are. If that's cool, then let's hear that. And how you got into country music and how you got to this part, really, of with the album.
Yeah, sure. So I'm Ashley LeBlanc. I'm 16, and I'm from Ontario in Canada. And I've always loved country music. I've basically grown up on it. And like when I was just learning how to talk, I was sitting in the back of my mom's car singing Shania Twain and Martina McBride. So I've always been really attracted to it. And I've been playing guitar for about 9 years. And I've just really gotten like to love it, and songwriting is such a good thing, and I use it all the time, and it's really something great, and I love being able to share what I love to other people, and I think that's really good. So I think music is just great in that sense because we can be so vulnerable and we can share what we feel. And yeah, it's
good,
great.
Good. So I assume you're still at school.
Yes, I am. I'm going into grade 12 this year. I'm going to graduate next year, and then I'm probably going to go to university.
Okay, great. So do you go out performing much?
Oh, yeah, I perform all the time in my little hometown area. And we're starting to plan some bigger moves, hopefully, soon. I perform at a lot of fairs and festivals in Canada. Yeah, and local bars and stuff too.
So do you do that with a solo or do you do it as a group or how do you do it?
So right now I do that as a solo, but we are planning on putting a group together very shortly.
Good, good. So what about going to other parts of the world? Is that something you've done already or is it too early for your life to get on a plane and head over to Europe and places like that?
I would love to. But, you know, right now it's like the focus of school.
Yeah.
So that's kind of, I'm going to get that finished and then we're just going to see where this road takes me.
Besides Shania Twain, who else are your sort of idols or people that you've followed in country music?
Oh, man, there's so many. My all-time favorite is Patsy Cline.
Mm-hmm.
I love her. I love the Dixie Chicks. Those are my two biggest idols for sure. Casey Musgraves I love, Taylor Swift, obviously. Just so many people. I listen to so many different kinds of music, and I just take it all in and try to write my own stuff.
So what is your dream for yourself?
So my dream is to basically tour and share my music to people and I just love it so much. I don't know why, I'm just so attracted to it, and I think it's a really good thing. And of course, I would love to do it, so I hope something comes of it, because it would be very nice.
Well, let's pick a song that we can play now from the album, because we're going to go out with a single, and we've started with another song, so just give us a couple of names, and we'll pick one of those songs to play now.
Sure. So the first track on the album, it's called Everything Takes Time. And I actually wrote this song in about 15 minutes, right before we started planning out the album. And it's probably my favorite song on the album. And it just talks about how I've learned that no matter what I want to happen and how badly I want it to happen, everything that I want to be able to accomplish in music takes time. So I have to learn how to be patient, which I have a really hard time with. That I just need to trust in the world and just ride out my journey. So
there you go. Okay, we'll play that right now. Everything Takes Time for our special guest, Ashley.
Hi, I'm Ashley LeBlanc, and you're listening to Lee Williams.
I can't get what I want in this small town I call my home. And I know there's some boundaries I gotta break. And I know there's some chances I gotta take. Everything takes time, no, help me please. I got some big ideas and
that was Everything Takes Time from our special guest, Ashley LeBlanc. Now, do you write all your own material?
Yes, I do, actually. And I co-wrote two of the songs with Scott Neuber. I co-wrote Hold On To My Memories and The Luckiest Girl In The World.
So yeah. do you go down to Nashville a lot?
We go probably once a year. We're going actually in August, which is pretty exciting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And what's that for, to perform or to visit people?
Yeah, probably to visit some people and also to probably perform a little bit too, hopefully. We're also going down to the mountains to go check out like Dollywood, which I'm really excited because
yeah.
I love Dolly Parton.
That's great.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for talking to us today.
Thank you so much. This is amazing.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm Ashley LeBlanc, and you're listening to Lee Williams.
Scared because I know.